Good evening, Saints.
Good evening, Saints.
I want to pose a question to you all.
Amen.
What will you do when God comes?
What will you do?
What will you do when your time for lollygagging, having fun, and enjoying the pleasures of this world have come to an end? When even your tongue confesses and your knee bends to bow down.
Hallelujah.
And confess Lord, that Christ is Lord. What will you do?
Where are you going to go?
Will you be scared? Will you hide? Will you look at what's in your closet and wonder whether or not you'll get in?
Amen.
Will you wonder whether or not your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life?
Preach.
Or will you be knowing for certain that you are in?
Are you in?
Can you say that the actions that you have right now in this particular moment of your life will be the actions that God says, well done, my good and faithful servant?
Hallelujah.
Or will you be one who knows and cowers and hides and within himself understand that you may be the one who hears, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you.
Oh, Lord, let that not be us.
We have to understand that the enemy is good at making us believe that what we are doing is the right thing. Even though scripture says that you cannot get into heaven by works, you cannot get into heaven just by faith. You have to make a combination of the two. Faith and works.
Hallelujah.
There's a scripture in the Bible that says, you show me your faith without works, and I'll show you my works by my faith.
Hallelujah.
Or it could be vice versa.
Come on.
But understand this, saints.
Come on now.
In that moment, there will be no excuses.
Take your time.
There will be no second chances. No, there will be no do-overs.
Come on now.
There will only be whatever resume you left with God.
Hallelujah.
When he arrives.
Glory, glory, glory.
The Bible says he's coming like a thief in the night. And I don't know about you saints, but where I come from, I've never heard of a thief knocking on your door, giving you a phone call and letting you know, hey, I need you to be going from running your house from between the hours of 3 and 8. We coming to rob you. No, it doesn't happen like that, saints. A thief comes when you least expect it.
Come on now.
So understand this, saints. If you decide to roll with God by way of Jesus Christ,
amen,
it all starts with your faith.
Hallelujah.
Then it starts with your works.
Amen.
But above all, it's going to roll with your obedience.
Amen.
Because the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yes, it is.
So you can't get past just sacrificing the things that you think are right. You're going to give to the poor. You're going to do everything. You're going to give him that. You're going to give that. You're going to do your best,
amen,
to not do the things that it is you're not supposed to do. But if you're not obedient to God's commandments,
come on now,
where would that leave you in the end? Where would that leave us? Just understand this, saints. God is not mocked, for whatever a man soweth, so shall he reap.
Man, this message is for me first.
I can personally tell you I'm going through similar things like that right now with my life, and I can tell you that God has still been there by my side as more than a crutch, more than a wheelchair,
hallelujah,
more than a confidant, more than anything that I could have ever asked for.
Amen.
God is amazing.
Amen.
God is love.
Amen.
God is understanding.
Hallelujah.
God is wisdom.
Hallelujah.
God is
all praise to the Most
coming.
I've been so gone for so long, suffering, suffering. When I knew who to call on, with the flesh I was struggling. Hey, and what did I do? Run to the broad path that the world led me to. Back then, if only I knew, with Jehovah at store, I would've never run to you.
Hey,
on the streets I'm praising. God is amazing, Lord, you're so amazing. He gave man an inspiration. God is amazing, Lord, you're so amazing.
Walking with the Lord, the Bible in my soul. Good and evil won't be growling like a lion when he roar. I'm ready for the war, he won't be me no more. In Christ I got the victory, it's over for the boy. Standing in the spirit, he see it and he fear it. I'm protected by the blood, he can hear it in my lyric. So when he bring the pain, get rebuked in Jesus' name. Have him running with his tail tucked, can't you see I'm changed?
I'm praising, God is amazing, Lord, you're so amazing. Author of the Bible, he gave men the inspiration. God is amazing, Lord, you're so amazing. Please look out for me.
And here's my proof. God been calling me ever since my youth. Back then, if only I knew, would Jehovah had in store, I would've never run to you. Hey, I don't wanna be a rich man, I'd rather be Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham, with love, peace, and happiness. Hey, I'd rather be feeble than the camel trying to pass through the eye of a needle. Freeing my people, he can't part with his possessions, then the Lord ain't gonna believe him. Hey,
on the streets I'm praising, God is amazing, Lord, you're so amazing. He gave man the inspiration. God is amazing, Lord, you're so amazing.
The Bible said to me, shall inherit the earth, and those whom God has chosen, he has ordained before birth. Satan knows your worth, he wants to see you cursed. Before you come to God, he'd rather see you in the hearse. That's why he wants you banging, fornicating and slanging. If he can keep you occupied, then he can keep you hanging onto a wire, chasing your desires, so you can swim eternally with him in the lake of fire. Where everybody weeps with gnashing of the teeth. No more getting turned up, you'll be burning up with grief. Begging for forgiveness, crying for forgiveness, looking to an ending of a pain with no ending.
On the streets I'm praising, God is amazing, Lord, you're so amazing. He gave man the inspiration. God is amazing, Lord, you're so amazing. Please look out for me.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.